The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
Opportunity is knocking for San Jose Sharks hockey as they face off against the Pittsburgh Penguins for the first time this year and complete their four-game road trip with an opportunity to finish it with a winning record. It's not going to be easy. The Sharks went 0-2 against Berg Hockey last year, and the Penguins are coming off a 6-2 loss last night on the road in Columbus, so you know that Mike Sullivan's team is going to be awfully motivated this evening. The fact that the Sharks can record a winning record on this challenging trip is certainly not lost on anyone inside that Sharks dressing room, not the least of whom is head coach Ryan Warsofsky.
We got a really good opportunity to end this road trip on a high, and we've have good opportunity every night we play in this league to make a statement that we're not this bottom of the barrel team that's just going to roll over and die. So we got to show up tonight and have a good start. But that's the message: is we have a chance to get 2 points and then get back home and kind of recoup.
Veteran Cody Ceci is looking forward to tonight's game. A chance to face his old friends Sidney Crosby and Yevgeny Malkin, and also a great opportunity for the Sharks to finish this road trip with a winning record.
Yeah, I think it'd be great for us to this can make it a great trip for us. We've been playing some close games, some tight hockey against some good teams, so I think this would be a good one to get heading back home.
In their last game against the New York Rangers, the Sharks were near letter perfect in the first period and took a 1-0 lead on a brilliant goal. Sturm is one of only two Sharks that have ever scored a goal against Shesterkin. He dumps it into the offensive end. Luke Cunnan tosses back left point. The other guy who's got a goal, Liljegren, shoots and he scores! Timothy Liljegren got that pass and fluttered it in. Will Smith in front of the net, couple of other guys messing around, and the San Jose Sharks have a 1-0 lead. Timothy Liljegren is going to get his second career goal against Igor Shesterkin.
Coach Ryan Warsofsky says that the Sharks played to their identity in the first period, and he says that that's exactly the way they need to play all the time.
That's pretty close, right? Putting pucks behind their defensemen, hunting pucks, getting on top of them, playing fast in their transition speed, getting pucks to the net. We did all the things that we've really talked about throughout, training camp and this first half of this year. So we got to do it more consistently.
But minimizing the amount of time that you lose control of a game, which always happens in the NHL, is something the Sharks are still working on. Here's how Cody Ceci sees that.
We played our game so well in the first period. We were on them, weren't making very many mistakes, and just kind of taking. We had good control of the puck, and we weren't throwing it away. And then second period, we just started not taking care of the puck as well. We started to just back off a little bit too much. I think that's something we got to get away from. If we let one in, we can't just back off, go on our heels. We got to stay on our toes and just be hungry all game.
Defenseman Jake Walman, who gets back into action tonight, says that that's one of the keys to a season.
Yeah, I think that's going to happen no matter what the team. Kind of weathering that storm a little bit, bending but not breaking type saying. And thought we did a pretty good job limiting their grade A chances for the most part. And it's a skilled team. You got to expect that they're going to get some. And against any skilled team, you got to expect that you're going to give up some grade A's. But just weather the storm and then try and get back to the offense, your game as much as possible.
It shouldn't surprise anybody that Walman is really excited to return tonight after sitting out the last several contests.
Yeah, really excited. I think the boys are playing well. It's fun watching, so excited to get back.
The Teal Report will continue from Pittsburgh right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. and we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The Spark, a talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
The Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
NHL fans, give yourself some great looks this season and get Sharks tickets at Ticketmaster.
Oh, what a save by Blackwood!
As the official marketplace of the Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has a wide selection of tickets available for every game so you can catch all the action live.
Classic shoots, and he scores!
If your plans change, you can sell or transfer your tickets, and mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. With Ticketmaster, you'll ensure that when they shoot, you'll score. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster.com/NHL.
Hey Sharks fans, what is a Shark's favorite washing machine setting? FinCycle. But seriously folks, PG&E and the Sharks want you to know that washing your game day jerseys and other clothes in cold water can save you up to $40 a year. Want to discover more ways to save energy and money? Check out PG&E's series, 7 Saturdays to a More Energy Efficient Home at SavingsActionCenter.com.
NHLShop.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League and the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
Stars.
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
For the entire Sharks team, it's always a challenge to play a desperate Penguins outfit that has Evgeny Malkin and Sidney Crosby on the roster. For Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith, it's the culmination of a lifelong dream to just get on the ice against an all-time great set of players like those. Celebrini talked about that this morning.
It's really exciting. Obviously, those are a couple guys that I grew up watching and idolizing, and to get the opportunity to play against them is pretty exciting.
Celebrini has been enjoying some great notice on this road trip back east, but he says that facing off against the face of the NHL is certainly going to be mind-boggling.
We grew up getting his jersey, getting his sticks. Always wanted to be like him, watching his highlights. So, I couldn't be more excited to actually play against him now. And like you said, he's been the face of the league for so long that it doesn't even feel real. He's been amazing for us. The way he leads, and the way he plays every night, he just shows you how to do things the right way and how to approach the game the right way and how to be a pro as well. So to be able to watch him and see how he does things, it's been cool.
As for the Penguins, they are trying to improve their consistency as well. A decent start for Mike Sullivan's team turned into disaster in a 6-2 loss last night in Columbus. Sullivan talked about what needs to be better.
Well, obviously the biggest point in the third period was we didn't defend our net front. You know, you look at a couple of the goals they score, they're outside shots where the rebound lays there, and we're either puck watching or we don't get into people, and we got to be harder at our net front, and we got to make it work harder for those types of goals.
It's the final game of the road trip, and you don't want to miss it, do you? Of course you don't. Tune in at 3:30 Pacific time on the Sharks Plus SAP Center app and pipe it into your car speakers for the drive home. Jason Demers joins me with the broadcast. You can find us online and on terrestrial radio affiliates. I'm Dan Rusinowski.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.